Now, back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
And we're back here at the Slider House. Hope you're enjoying the show. A little baseball talk with Matt Adams. We didn't get into really hardcore baseball, you know, like sabermetrics. Don't even get me started with that.
No, I'm not a fan of that either.
Can you break that down for me or no?
Heck no. I don't know all that stuff. Like, that's why they have analytic guys now in the game.
I'm telling you. It's like med school, law school, or like cover baseball. That's what you got to be to cover baseball.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Anyway, but it's too much for me. Like, I want to watch the game and tell you, like, based off my observation, like, who can play and who can't play. Oh, that was a good play.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't because of it.
Now it's they got the stat cast on, you know, four, five-star catches, catch probability.
Do you guys
In
follow?
My mind, it's a bunch of BS.
Do you really? I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't – like why change the game the way – like, it was so good, old
for
school.
For hundreds
like,
of years.
Yeah. Let it be.
Natasha Kwan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
From Frieda's and University – you know this guy?
I do.
What's
Hi, Matt.
What's his go-to?
Hi, Natasha.
His go-to, kale salad, signature kale salad.
Oh, come on. It's a pizza.
And the pizza. And
the taco pizza?
Yeah, the taco pizza, the original David Backus pizza.
It used to be called the David Backus. He played his first game of the year, by the way, last night. So congratulations to David. He's been dealing with that colitis issue. That's pretty serious, you know?
Yeah.
But he's back. But he had the David Backus pizza. This guy comes in. Like, when you have an athlete who comes in, eats your food, and then goes on the field and produces, you take any credit for that or no?
You know, I notice when they start playing horribly and I haven't seen them in the restaurant. I'm like, where did they eat? Yeah, but we actually do pay attention because the players do come in.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them come in before a game, and, you know, we watch that night, and we're like, yes,
yeah,
they need to start a food diary.
Before the game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a pregame meal.
Some of them, yes.
All right, tell us about Frieda's in University City. For those of a different audience, whatever, they may not be very familiar.
Yeah, Frieda's, we're 100% vegetarian. Don't stop there, right? Okay, we're 100% sugar-free, butter-free, and home of the brand-new skinny French fry. Oil and fat-free.
How's that been going?
Oh, my God, insane. We're like a barbecue place now, right? We have them until sellout.
Really?
Yeah.
What? So, Matt, you don't really look like the vegetarian type guy, but you like the vegetarian food.
Yeah, but I'm really, really interested to try these skinny fries
you
now
because
I like
those?
French fries.
They're so good.
What's better than French fries? How do you – last time you couldn't give away your secret about how you make these things. Can you share anything?
I will. We have a giant, not just one. We have two. The other one's still in storage, but very, very large commercial air fryers. Yeah, which are often used in bowling alleys and roller skating rinks. Little did you know.
Really?
We're using them for health, yeah.
And they are much healthier. You believe, like, versus, like, if somebody said, I could just go to a fast food restaurant and eat French fries, it's not the same.
Oh, God, no. This is potato seasoning, very light sodium. And they're cooked. That's it. We still have to par cook them, and then we bake them to order or fry them to order. We don't even use a spray. There's nothing involved other than the potato and seasoning.
And, again, a bunch of athletes, football players used to come in when the Rams were here, hockey players go in. You get other baseball players as well. I mean, their schedule's so crazy. They play every day, you know?
They do play every day. They play 3 weeks at a time. It's insane. I'm really bad, okay? I'm really bad about professional athletes, and I treat every customer the same, whether you're a professional athlete or not. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like, David Backus was coming in for almost a year, and I'm like, his wife had some Winter Olympics shirt on, and I'm like, oh, were you in the Olympics? Oh, no, my husband was, and he's behind her. I had no idea. It's like, I've been talking to this woman for a year about kitty cats and stuff like that. So are there other players? Probably. Do I know? Not until I'm told by my staff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have a ton of new hockey players coming in, and I'm like, who's that guy? I don't know. And everyone's like, that's so-and-so. I'm like, okay, well, he orders this. That's what I know.
Kim, you deal with the Pilates and everything, but nutrition's a big part of it, right?
Nutrition's becoming
a
huge part of it.
You send them into Frieda's or no?
I do. And there's so much research now that's coming out about how beneficial incorporating, like, plant-based proteins into your diet are. And the best thing about Frieda's is that it's not, it's a vegetarian restaurant that non-vegetarians love.
Yeah.
Because everyone gets scared when I take them there. And it's not, you wouldn't know, if unless somebody told you, you wouldn't know it was vegetarian.
Right. You should just not tell them.
Yeah.
They would
pretty
never
Pretty
much.
Know. They would there are never. So many folded arms, like, I'm not eating a thing here. It's like.
She has the most creative dishes, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think the way that she does food, whatever that cheese thing is we had that one time when we were in, that's cashews.
Oh, yeah, cashew cheese. The best.
But it's all made from scratch, right? You make everything
in-house.
Yeah,
we're a scratch kitchen. Yeah. Yeah, so we make all of our proteins. That's hard, you know. God, I'd love to have, you know, pick up a chicken, marinate it, cook it up. Great. No, but our proteins are 12 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours in the making. So it's really time-consuming, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're still getting high protein. You're still getting scratch. Nothing you don't need in your
every
life.
Day but Sunday, right? You guys are open?
Yeah. Monday just for lunch, Tuesday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Well, and you do catering, too.
Yes, we do.
She's catered. Like, we've had parties at our house, and you cater it.
Yeah.
People rave about it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a good thing. Frida's in University City. What's the address of North and South there?
622 North and South Road. We are just half a block north of Del Mar.
And that's 314-727-6500, right?
Oh, my gosh. Your memory is amazing.
I remember that. 314-727-6500. Congratulations are in order to you, by the way, on your recent wedding. You went to Las Vegas and got married?
I did.
That's the way to do it.
You know, it's not cheesy. I did it in a helicopter.
Okay. You got married in the helicopter.
In the helicopter. My wow. My husband is an ex-pilot, and I figured, you know, that man loves this guy.
He was driving the helicopter?
No, no. Oh. He didn't do helicopters. He flew planes.
Okay.
But, yeah, why not? You know?
So up there, you do the whole wedding thing. Is anybody else in the helicopter with you, or just you
the
two?
Minister, a photographer, okay. And the pilot and us.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you guys have been together for how long?
A long time, like 9 or 10 years.
I know.
I don't keep dates,
it's
you know?
Like, she tells me she gets married, or my wife actually told me she got married. I'm like, well, I thought they already were married. You guys have been together forever. But congratulations are in order.
Thanks.
Okay, so we'll celebrate. Well, Frida's wedding.
Yeah, I'm having a party sometime. You guys are all invited.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right, we look forward to that. Again, Frida's in University City, right there on North and South, 314-727-6500. Closed on Sundays, open for lunch on Mondays, and dinner every other day, right? Tuesday through Saturday.
Yeah, Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay, get those skinny fries.
Yeah,
and the pizza.
You can get a deal if you work out at one of our studios. We have Pedal Pedal and Stretch, too. That just opened.
Pedal Pedal, the cycle place, and then Stretch. That's brand new, correct?
Brand new. We just opened Yoga Bar and Fusion, so Pilates Yoga Bar. But check out Kim Wallace at Pilates for Pros First.
You do yoga, too, Kim? And stuff?
I do. I teach it's called Jock Yoga. It's a very specific method. It's a power-ish yoga that I actually don't even recommend for my athletes.
Okay.
Because it's gym yoga.
But do I could
it's a workout.
But you on your own, you do your own workouts. Do you do Pilates? What's your go-to?
I do everything. I mean, yeah. Pilates, I wish I did more. I think I don't do it enough because I teach it all the time.
Yeah.
But I do Pilates. I would love to do more yoga. I strength train. I run. I used to teach cycling at Pedal Pedal,
yeah.
And I miss it so much.
We're going to get her back.
My favorite
there you go.
Class to teach. I just need to find a couple more hours in the day.
Sunday mornings. Sunday mornings. What time does my wife teach?
Your wife teaches at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday.
I forgot that Laurie's
teaching. She teaches a HIIT class.
Get in there.
Not this Sunday, though. She's doing something. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, next Sunday.
I know. So there's always something. Listen, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I know you guys are busy and whatever. And, again, PilatesForPros.com. Check out the website. Best of luck next year. Wherever you are, Atlanta or somewhere else, man, we'll be watching.
Thank you.
Got a lot of fans here in St. Louis.
Thank you.
All right. It's Matt Adams, Natasha Kwan from Frida's in University City, and Kim Wallace. We appreciate all you guys for coming by and joining us for the 12 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. We're not leaving. We're still here at the Slider House at the corner of Manchester and McKnight, home of the number one rated patio in all of St. Louis. Also, more craft beers, canned craft beers here on location than anywhere else in St. Louis. That includes Four Hands Brewing Company. They've got 6 year-round beers, all the seasonal beers, a great tasting room in downtown St. Louis on South 8th Street. Again, Four Hands Brewing Company, a proud sponsor of what we do here from the Slider House as well, every Friday on 590 The Fan. Big hour coming up next. George McPhee joins me, the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights. Also, David Perron. Plus, an update on Colton Pareko. Will he play tomorrow night? Keep it here. I'll let you know. Don't go anywhere.